brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It has been said by many a historian that war is the health of the state. Our authoritarian state, the Chinese authoritarian state, the North Korean authoritarian state, the South Korean state, they all stand to gain on the surface from crises, diversions. But with a collapsing hermit kingdom of Stalinist scum oppressing and sitting on top of the little skeletons that they've almost sucked dry, could this all be jockeying for some new deal, for a new level of aid, because China doesn't want to do it? Why not let the North fall, implode into China, really cause them some problems? No, the globalists don't want that. They want to use Mexico to implode into us instead. But could this get out of control? And I think what Pachinik said to me off air is they've got a bunch of rubes and boobs, a bunch of pirates, boobies, over there who don't know what they're doing. In 4 minutes, Doc, you're back with us Sunday in the second hour. You'll have more. You're on the DMZ. If stuff breaks, if you want to stay up, we could do a nightly news tonight. I'd love you to email us some photos of what you're seeing. That'd be powerful. I'm sure you got a snapshot digital phone. What's the big danger then? Could this be the North preparing to collapse?
Well, this is partly the North preparing to collapse, but I don't believe that's the real danger. The real danger is China is in very serious trouble because China cannot control its internal security. So in turn, China and its relationship with the United States and the fact that the United States think back correctly is supporting Japan. And in the war between the United States, Japan, and China, China's only recourse is to instigate a very inappropriate agitation of North Korea, claiming that they can send missiles and all. Our best recourse now is for a Secretary of State and a President to cool everybody down, to shut down and warn CNN and all the media that if they don't stop, cease and desist to create agitation propaganda, which is the first principle of international crisis management, and then they tell our own military generals to stop talking about missiles and construction of missiles, and they have the capability to do this and try and handle it in a quiet, discreet military fashion. I have no problem if two Aegean missile system destroyers are coming in here. The South Koreans have agreed with me. They have no problem with two stealth bombers coming in or two stealth fighters, but it has to be kept quiet. The success of international crisis management in an inappropriate society like Kim Jong-un, whose brain I know very well, and contrary to the media where they hype it up and said only a psychiatrist would really understand him. Well, here I am, the psychiatrist who really understands him and has 30 years of experience. But our government, our media, and our intelligence didn't want to hear anything I had to say, so I go to the only outlet and the only man and friend that I've had for 20 years who's allowed the truth to come out, and that is for us to tone down our rhetoric, stop the agitation propaganda, stop announcing what we're doing. We can quietly support Ms. Park, who's handling the situation extremely well, and I have to say the South Korean people, all 30 million of them, very young, low below the age of 40, are making fun of us and saying yes. Actually, the night before I was on a DMZ zone, I had what we call the Last Supper, where everybody joked. We ate eel, we drank some kampai, and we said, okay, gentlemen, this is our Last Supper, when in fact we knew there was nothing that was to be dangerous. Soul is moving, it's active, it's clean, it's appropriate, the people are kind, the children are kind, no one is panicked, but they find it disgusting that the United States government is creating again more crisis, more agitation in order to serve the U.S. purpose, the Chinese purpose, and to create another potential war. The danger of all of this is because our president is so inept, as we've seen in Pakistan, Iraq, and Syria, and because the White House is an old, antiquated bunch of people who have no experience whatsoever.
All right, well, stop there. I want to come back. I've got another guest coming up, Chuck Baldwin, but Dr. Pachinik, you are a psychiatrist, a Harvard psychiatrist, and you helped work the Camp David Accords. I mean, you're famous for this. Hostage negotiation, you name it. I want you to come back and tell us the danger of hyping this and getting it out of control, and I want you to briefly give us an analysis of Kim Jong-un, the Chinese leader as well, and the South Korean leader, and Obama.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, again, thank you for joining us here in the second hour of this Friday edition, the fifth day of April, 2013. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday Show, many of our AM/FM affiliates that carry the weekday show also carry the Sunday Show, but you really should call XM and get them to pick up the Sunday Show as well. That's how we get on more AM/FM affiliates as well. If you're listening on the Internet or on satellite in your area and there's not a local AM or FM, call the local talk station, tell them, pick up the broadcast. That's how we've gone over 150 affiliates, and we're with a small syndicator. The big three pretty much have a monopoly. We have, like, salmon swum upstream. And my point is, the White House responds to us, the globalists respond to us, the globalists respond to the Drudge Report. More and more, there's only a few outlets that are really able to get real news out. No one would know about the Copenhagen document that they plan to shut off the third world energy supplies and our energy supply if InfoWars.com hadn't written about it with Lord Monckton and then DrudgeReport.com hadn't picked it up. I mean, there's just hundreds of things like that. No one would know about the bullets, the domestic arms buildup, all of this. And listen to me. You've heard all the historians we've had on. You've heard all the military historians, all the sociologists, all the anthropologists. I am a person, because I enjoy it from a young age, I'm a person that's read psychology, anthropology, sociology, history. So it's not rocket science, though. What we see forming worldwide is a decadent cascade event with corrupt, leveraged, disconnected leaders because of decadent, disconnected populations, not predominantly, but enough of it to aid them, and a government and corporate class that have become degenerate. That's when world wars happen. And we've told you that as the world economy melts down, as there's currency wars, physical wars will begin. You notice they're now saying they're not going to call Al-Qaeda Al-Qaeda. They're not going to call them Islamicists. We're now told to call them good guys. That's Associated Press today. If you just join me, I'll go over the article. That's because the globalists are going to use them as the new proxy army because they're the old proxy army. And we've got a guy on the line who was there with Jimmy Carter when all that started and who knows Brzezinski. And he's a psychiatrist and an MD. He is an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, and publisher. He is currently acclaimed author in psychopolitical thrillers and the co-creator of the best-selling Tom Clancy Op Center and Tom Clancy's NetForce paperback series. Trained in psychiatry at Harvard University, International Relations, and MIT. His novels are based on 20 years' experience. And the truth is, he won't ever talk about it on air, but you can go look at overthrowing major governments. You know, get credited in psych warfare, you know. He won't talk about it. Maybe it's not true. The London Guardian says it is. Tricking the communists to kill the prime minister who they'd already captured. You know, I mean, things like that. Really interesting guy who only really pops up on this show because other places would censor him or control what he talks about. We had him on in the last hour. We've only got about 9 minutes left here. But he was the head of the desk over that area of Asia for a period of time. He helped get rid, I remember this is on record, of the military dictatorship that was in South Korea for so long in a transition. He's there on his own with a guide given to him by the government up on the DMZ right now. I want you briefly to go over the mindset of Kim Jong-un, the mindset of the new Chinese communist leader, why Obama and the media are hyping this, and why you're saying there's a danger in the hyping where they're saying nuclear war could happen any minute. The North is saying they're going to nuke the U.S. What is behind all this, Dr. Steve Pachenik?
Let me get into the mindset of Kim Jong-un. I know his mindset extremely well. He grew up in Geneva, Lake Geneva, in Switzerland. He went to the Swiss boarding school. By chance, it happens that I went to Swiss boarding school, but I was kicked out. He was not. He was a very poor student. He was very shy. He was very inept and really only enjoyed basketball. The reality is what you have is the classical communist scenario and paradox where the entire Kim Jong-un family and the entire Kim Jong-il family has for 15 years lived in Lake Geneva in prosperity. And even Kim Jong-un said to his own father, how is it that I can live a life of luxury, horseback riding, shooting, skiing, and playing basketball while white people are starving? And his father just said, don't worry, we will have the money and we'll always maintain our power structure. So the real issue now is, can the Korean military control Korea? And the answer is not clear, because they take directions exactly from the communist China. And in communist China, Xi Peng, who I have followed for over 20 years, is the son of the famous revolutionary of the Communist Party who was indicted in the Cultural Revolution and was so-called reform, but was brought up through the system because of his alliances with the military and the crony capitalism and the corruption of China. China has been having problem with the United States in our force structure in East and Asia, and the fact that we have moved all of our battleships and our Marine Corps to East and Asia to deny access to the Chinese directly to their trading companies, and also the fact that they're collapsing internally. So two countries are collapsing internally. China, because it cannot maintain social stability, it does not have water. It has to get water from the Tibetan high marks, and the fact that its economy is totally a false economy and a runaway economy that's been funded by J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and all the hedge funds, including our former Secretary of Treasury, Paul Peterson, who knew nothing about banking M1, M2, but has always been a crony capitalist of the Chinese. So what you have is two very similar princelings who are not qualified to run their government in terms of the Chinese leader. He's a technocrat, never had diplomatic experience, lived in the United States, really does not understand how to maintain social stability, like Deng Xiaoping, Jiang Zemin, Zhou Enlai, Liu Shaoqi, and all the original revolutionaries. He's spoiled, he's corrupt, and he have all up in Switzerland, you can't think of him as a North Korean. You have to think of him as the preppy Swiss boarding school boy who's shy, inept, has never been in the military, has been forced by his own military to be the face of Korea because his father felt that his oldest son, Kim Jong-un, was too feminine, so he needed a stronger face. So what we have is a paper doll China and a paper doll North Korea, all creating an episode because the United States military has come in and said, we're going to protect our national security interests, our economic interests, all the way from Indonesia, Vietnam, Philippines, and Japan. The reason for that is China has engaged in what we call a low-intensity conflict in the Spratly Islands, which I wrote about 20 years ago, in Pax Pacifica. Longer handle the internal economy. So when they can no longer handle the internal economy, they push the Chinese, the Koreans, in order to make the kind of noise and what we called in psychiatry acting out behavior or baby-like behavior. I call Kim Jong-un the baby in the crib who screams and yells, looks at missiles that really can't fly anywhere, has no capacity. This is one of the few guys in America who understands this, Charles Hill. Worked in North Korea, and really what they're doing is we're fostering that type of reaction so that we can demonstrate how strong our Navy is, how strong our capability to control the situation. But in fact, what's happening is we're showing the opposite, and the South Korean people and the South Korean army and intelligence is seeing exactly what I'm seeing on the DMZ zone. We become a joke. We send over two stealth fighter planes, F-22, which has absolutely no relevance because the North Koreans can never attack South Korea. Otherwise, they will be destroyed, 22 million people. And South Seoul is only 30 miles away. I'm right on the top of that nuclear storm, right on the DMZ, as I'm talking to young Korean soldiers who, quite frankly, are not prepared to go to war and know under the hearts of hearts that they will not confront the North Koreans as they're coming over. But once that Kim Jong-un, underneath the Chinese provocation and American ineptness in handling this control, will create a situation where it will be out of control. In the case of his grandfather, they blew up the South Korean presidential platform. In the case of his father, they also blew up ships. So what happens in a certain crisis can get blown out very quickly, number one, because we don't have a president who really is qualified to run a crisis.
Well, that was my final point, is that you've got special crony capitalist interests that want to work with authoritarian regimes, as Carol Quigley wrote at Georgetown. They want weak people reading off teleprompters, so now there's no leadership anywhere. It's like an absurdist science fiction Kurt Vonnegut novel where some kid from Switzerland is commanding a bunch of psychopaths, vampires. You've got China on the edge of collapse. You've got insanity here. You've got crony interests shutting down all their competition. I mean, it looks like a civilization collapse type event down the road with this type of lunacy, and then building up North Korea to the South Koreans looks completely insane because they know what jokes they are. I mean, this is Alice in Wonderland.
That's correct. It's more than Alice in Wonderland. It's Alice in Wonderland on steroids and LSD. It's a total non-reality because in talking to all the Chinese, the South Korean students, workers, and military, they can't take this seriously. So what we consider the day of the war that Kim Jong-il declared the end of the world yesterday, I went out with some of my South Korean military friends and intelligence operatives, and we had our last supper consisting of eel, Diet Coke, and rice, and we all laughed, showing how incompetent the leader of Kim Jong-un was, the leader of China, and also POTUS.
I guess it will be your last meal with Diet Coke.
That we were sending over two stealth bombers, which cost us close to a couple of $500 million to $1 billion. They laughed when they said we sent two Aegean missile ships, which can do absolutely nothing. So our posturing is like a paper tiger, which China was like, and we can do nothing in the entire situation.
All right, well, Doc.
And the South Koreans have complained to me is we have created agitation, propaganda in the news media.
All right, Doc, we got to go to break. I got to come back with one more segment with you because I got to find out, what do you expect to see come out of this? What is the danger then if it's all just posturing? Final segment from the DMZ with Dr. Steve Pachenik.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right, final segment with Dr. Steve Pachenik. He'll be back Sunday with us in the second hour of the Sunday broadcast. I've got Mr. O'Keefe of the Veritas Project coming on, who went to the Hollywood Hills home of Piers Morgan, who has a armed response signs up saying he has armed guards. The hypocrisy of the so-called ruling class wanting us, their quarry, disarmed. Dr. Pachenik, sum it all up for people. You told me during the break what the real danger is that Korea will implode, North Korea will implode north and south into China and into South Korea and trigger World War III. In your own words, repeat that and talk about what the establishment is doing and why you think it's so dangerous.
What's going to happen now is because of this predictable, everyone in the media says that these North Koreans are crazy and unpredictable. The answer is no. They have been extremely predictable, including Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il, and Kim Jong-un, the little princely. We know exactly their behavior pattern. We know exactly how they work. We know that every time they act out, we can control it. But in order to control it, we need a very effective president of the United States, an effective secretary of state, which Kerry is not, an effective intelligence community, which we do not have, and a military that's not gung-ho and understands the limits of their capability. The limits of the capability is that, very simply, that if North Korea attacks South Korea, which is not likely through Seoul because we're only 30 miles away, if they act out in any way that we cannot manage because of the hype that we have created through a CNN, Wolf Blitzer, Zakaria, and Amanpour, and other generals in the U.S. Army who should be shut down and indicted for creating agitation propaganda, we could have literally an implosion of North Korean poverty stirring over into South Korea and then have a major collapse of both North Korea and South Korea, but more importantly of China, because the North Koreans are so poor that they're screaming over the border of China. So we have an incompetent Xi Peng, who's a technocrat, a princeling, and a spoiled Chinese technocrat, very much like Kim Jong-un, who's a spoiled Switzerland-trained a leader who has been whored by every intelligence community in the world, including the French, the Swiss, the Americans, the Germans, the Russians, you name them, because of 15 years, if you're in a Swiss boarding school and you're playing basketball and you're not very smart and you're quite effeminate and you don't know how to deal with women, you certainly don't know how to manage a country. So we're coming into very quickly, thanks to our American media and the frenzy of American media, the frenzy of the military, particularly the Navy, to say that we're bringing in the GNCs, that we will send in stealth bombers, does not do anything to control or quiet the temper of a crisis, which is the principles of crisis management that I created 30 years ago. And very sagacious people like Don Gregg, Jim Lilly, and others who had worked in the CIA and had been our ambassadors here understood that you keep the agitation and the warmongering to the lowest flame. What we're doing now is increasing the flame, thanks to CNN, thanks to our military and our Navy, thanks to the ignorance of the White House, the ineptness of our president, the ineptness of the Chinese, and the ineptness of the North Korea. We could literally land in a World War III with not only nuclear proliferation, but there is gas warfare and the ability of that we would never thought possible of the North Koreans to come into South Korea. Because Seoul, where I am located, I'm only 10 kilometers away from North Korea, and I can see the North Koreans right now. I see Kim Il-sung stations. I see the mobilization of their troops. But at the same time, the young troops in South Korea are not qualified to fight into an army that has only 3 days of petroleum, lubricant, and oil. So what we have here is an impending crisis that's totally mismanaged.
Well, isn't that 101 that you don't build up the enemy as super dangerous and powerful? They should be laughing at Kim Jong-un, calling him pathetic and weak, and he can't even get
it. Excuse me, Alex. Everybody here is laughing. We're talking about it, and we're saying how absurd North Korea is. We have absolutely no regard for Xi Peng, and we find him very inept, as the Chinese students should start rioting in China to say this is not the leader of China. But more importantly, we find it very disgraceful what America is doing by announcing they're sending two stealth bombers. One Chinese, a South Korean official said to me, how stupid can you Americans be to send billions of dollars worth of two planes that will do absolutely nothing, Aegean missile systems that will do nothing because it cannot protect from a nuclear war. And all it is a posture of a paper tiger would become, where we're creating a situation where we show our weakness, we show our incompetence, we show our lack of capability to handle this situation, which could literally land into World War III. But we know everything about Kim Jong-un.
All right, we're going to get an update, Doc. We got to go to break. I'm going to come back with our next guest. We're going to get an update on a very serious situation Sunday. His website, stevepochinnik.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You have found it, the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. Doesn't even mean I do that good of a job, but I do the best I can, and God knows that. I love liberty. I love justice. I get hurt by tyranny, and I'm going to tell a story about that here in a moment and go to Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who's going to be riding shotgun with us into the next hour with Dr. Greg Dixon to talk about the takeover of the church in this country and how they're openly going along with the persecution of veterans, gun owners, all of it. My only gift, I think, is to recognize things hidden in plain view. Like if I walked into my living room and there was a 1,000-pound elephant sitting there, a 10,000-pound elephant, I would recognize it as an elephant. If Barbara Walters told me it wasn't an elephant, I would tell her she was a liar. Now, that's called being a conspiracy theorist. But we're going to be talking to Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Baldwin, former Constitution Party presidential candidate, of course, and well, someone demonized is very evil, along with Ron Paul and myself, by Homeland Security. But first off, this whole North Korea thing will probably blow over. But it shows how it's the greatest rhetoric since that war ended more than 50 years ago. And you notice they're putting Al-Qaeda in the Middle East. And the AP says, don't call them Al-Qaeda. Don't even call them Islamicists. They're good guys. The CFR says, quote, we need Al-Qaeda. The new enemy is the American people. I mean, this is earth-shaking, off-the-charts, you know, congressional investigation, freaking out. Oh, my gosh, they want to use Homeland Security as a coup d'etat against America. I mean, that's what it is. Instead, it's like, yeah, now we fight returning veterans. Take all their guns and take their kids. I mean, this is Civil War stuff. But despite all that, we need to just pray, move forward, speak out, and resist, because you wouldn't have the White House demonizing alternative media, attacking Drudge, saying they're causing us problems when we're on Drudge every week, attacking us as well, if we didn't have power. And when I say, hey, there's not many of us actually fighting, that's saying, hey, join us. Look, we're only few that are actually prominent, but we are hundreds of millions worldwide that know about liberty. If we just speak out, the enemy can be defeated. There are different forces in the world. It's not just evil. And we just give the world over to evil. The truth is, folks, I've confronted the New World Order over and over again, and because I don't have fear, I only have fear of them winning. I only have fear of my weakness and my failure and my dirty rags, you know, that are my best works. But my spirit, I mean, when I see Christians having their children taken for no reason, or I see people having their kids taken for not taking vaccines when there's no law, I sit there and go to bed early, and I don't want to call it depressed. They'll come take my guns. I mean, I feel it. And people are like, oh, that's wimpy. Don't care about other people. It's because I am strong, ladies and gentlemen, that I burn with something beyond hatred or even love, total commitment against these people. And just the anger that my flesh is so weak, it can't work 18 hours a day, every day. And that I cannot express to you the things I've researched and I know, but I know you know in your heart what's happening. And just the evil, the acceptance of abortion, and now forced inoculations, and now veterans having their kids taken for no reason. It's not just your guns, and they're saying, I've got Geithner articles where they're going to start taking, they already started taking government pension funds. You fools that serve this. We're going to go to Pastor Baldwin. I want to just remind you that while all this is happening, our bodies being strong is key, and supporting InfoWars is key. And we've assembled the very best vitamins, minerals, really miraculous stuff like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Polymers Plus, and almost 400 other products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. And this is the InfoWarsHealth.com challenge. I am challenging listeners to get healthy in the face of the New World Order in the month of April. I'm challenging all of this. So, again, go to InfoWarsHealth.com. And I'm challenging listeners to go to InfoWarsHealth.com and sign up and try the great products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Alex Pack, the Healthy Start Pack, Polymers, Polymers Plus, Root Beer Belly, Probiotic, Cell Shield, RT Cube, all of it, the best turmeric root. It's all up there, InfoWarsHealth.com, or give our team a call at 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Get healthy, get in shape. Spring has sprung, and summer's around the corner. Get ready, not just for swimsuit season. It's not about that. It's about getting yourself healthy, your mind focused. They feed us garbage for a reason. Help us go to the next level also by purchasing the longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com. It is absolutely essential. Read the big Research Institute, Clemson University, on the health effects of some of the products up there on the site. See the informational videos and more. InfoWarsHealth.com or 888-789-9277. Get the high-quality ProPure water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com, the lowest prices with promo code WATER, and spread the word about the broadcast and support our local sponsors. Because think of the launch pad we are for all the other activists and researchers and people here on this show. When you get the ProPure water filters from us, you already get the lowest price with promo code WATER, and you support the war against the tyrants. We're not funded by the globalists. We're funded by people like you. And so support pro-Second Amendment organizations. Support everybody. Liberty doesn't have a lobby. Okay? We don't have one. We don't have a real lobby. Foreign banks do. They've taken us over. We are the lobby for liberty. All right. Shifting gears now. I wanted to get Pastor Chuck Baldwin on last week when I saw this article, Franklin Graham on the Wrong Side of the Bible and History. He's come out calling for a massive restriction of the Second Amendment. The official Catholic newspaper, we're going to show that, has come out and said, quote, repeal the Second Amendment. You've got every denomination I know of. I can't go to a church, a Baptist church, a Pentecostal church, a Bible church, without hearing government worship. And I, for one, have had enough, okay? And he wrote the book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. We also sell that at InfoWarsStore.com. Great book to give to your pastors. But they're under 501c3 government funding. But now they're coming out after the guns. We've got to go after them. And I wanted to ask Pastor Baldwin, biblically, he doesn't really need an introduction here on this broadcast. He's a radio talk show host, syndicated columnist. Of course, I've been a pastor many years in Florida. Now he's out in the mountain area building a remnant community out there. Staunch defender of the Bill of Rights Constitution, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. I wanted to ask him in this great time of evil, what do we do? What does he think we should do? Because there is a purge against constitutionalists. It's begun. And as every other authoritarian regime, it starts quietly. You know, a lot of times the arrests, you know, for petty made-up stuff starts, and no one even covers it, and no one recognizes it until it just becomes overwhelming or the dictatorship collapses. So, Pastor Baldwin, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Hey, great to be with you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Well, you just heard that 7-minute intro there where I was talking about all this. Where do you want to start first? I mean, it's like the dam broke, the hedge is being lifted, evil is flooding in, and the preachers are all bought off.
Yeah, unfortunately, the 501c3 tax-exempt status has made slaves out of most pastors and churches. They fear the IRS. They fear the loss of their tax-exempt status. And so when they get into the pulpits, they are afraid to discuss anything that might be controversial. Plus, let's not forget this. There's a lot of people out there in the congregations that are very weak, very wishy-washy. They do not want to hear the hard issues. A lot of pastors are deathly afraid of offending their own congregations. And they're afraid of losing the tithes and offerings of people. They're afraid of the controversy that may erupt inside the congregation. That combination has completely neutered the pulpits of America. And you're right. The churches and the pastors of America are literally contributing to the decline of our liberties here in this country today.
It's now come out that the official communist Chinese government is advising Obama on gun policy. If you just tuned in, folks, just the People's Daily repeatedly, it's been national news a few months ago. They are now demanding every Hollywood film be put by them. No form of communism or authoritarianism can even be shown. Forget criticizing communist China. Nothing can be shown. We're now not just run by the New World Order here. The communist Chinese that own our debt are occupying us. And the reason I bring that up is, look at this. The preachers are afraid to say anything that offends, so now they're banning Lego toys of Jabba the Hutt because some Muslims said it was supposed to be a Muslim just out of the clear blue sky. Political correctness is political control. The Soviet Union called it political correctness. And so now the preachers are like, I don't want to offend anyone. That's then used as a weapon to where now they can't even teach marriage. They won't even criticize abortion because it might offend someone. Now they're taking the crosses out of churches all over America. I know you know about that initiative. I mean, this is it. Do you agree the takeover is now happening?
Oh, there's no question. I think it's been happening, Alex. Back years ago when I was running for president in 2008, I was going around the country and talking to pastors, and I couldn't tell you how many of them would say, well, you know, we believe in what you stand for, and we know that you're speaking the truth, and we know that we need change, and blah, blah, blah. But, after all, we're 501c3, and we can't get involved, and, you know, so we'll just pray for you. So, again, that 501c3 tax-exempt status has been the tool that Lyndon Johnson first created back in the 1950s, that he knew what would happen. He knew it would neuter and control the pastors and churches. And that's exactly what it's done. And now when you get guys like Franklin Graham and Richard Land, who, by the way, is a member of the CFR, as you know, coming out saying that they support Barack Obama's gun control initiatives, especially the universal background check, you know, it shows the power that the government has over many of these evangelical leaders. By the way, Alex, that's why my son Tim and I have written a brand new book called To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. It's a brand new book. It's just about to be released from the printer.
I want to carry it. I want to carry it because we carry your book on Romans 13. Absolutely. Very exciting.
This is going to be a blockbuster because we go into the New Testament, the Old Testament, the entire scripture, and we prove conclusively that nowhere does the Bible teach that Christians should surrender their guns to any would-be tyrant. And we go into it in depth. It's a blockbuster book. There's nothing like it in print. And when Christians get a hold of this, and even non-Christians, they're going to realize that natural law, biblical law, revealed law is on the side of the Second Amendment. And so this is going to be a book that's really going to help people understand the issue. And somebody needs to send a copy to Franklin Graham, by the way.
We're going to talk about that coming up here in a moment, but I'm sure you're familiar with it, but I followed it. But I talk to vets every day who've had a leg blown off or something. They get them to say they're depressed, and they take their child, even though their wife is fine. They're not just taking veterans' guns now. They're also taking their children. And then you see cases where anti-government parents, engineers with no criminal record, Air Force veteran, they took their kids, yeah, from the government that had had them for a year, and then they demonized Infowars.com because he got a sticker at his house in Florida. And, I mean, are they going to, like, come grab my kids and say I'm anti-government? It's like, well, there go your kids to a re-education camp. I mean, they're just hiding this pure authoritarianism in plain view. And every TV show now demonizes Christians, demonizes pro-lifers, demonizes gun owners. I mean, it's like The Running Man or something. You turn on any show, and they're demonizing patriots and saying we're terrorists. I mean, this is Twilight Zone level.
Yeah, it is. And what's amazing to me relative to the way you've started the discussion here with pastors is, do these pastors really think that by them sitting back and not speaking up and not taking a stand, that they're going to be spared? Do they really think that they're going to be overlooked? You know, and I think this is very comparable to the Nazi Germany period of history, when there were some 14,000 evangelical churches in Germany at the time. And of the 14,000 evangelical churches in Nazi Germany, it was becoming Nazi Germany, only 800 resisted Adolf Hitler. That's about 5%. Now, think about it, Alex. If 25% had have resisted Hitler, if 50% had have resisted Hitler, the entire history of the world would have been changed. But because the pastor said and did nothing, Hitler was allowed to seize control of the government and then the country and enact all these totalitarian...
And 20 million, they were like 75 million. Germany, counting 2 million soldiers, lost 20 million people. Talk about a judgment. Talk about doing nothing. And it's the same story over and over. And authoritarians every time come after Christians. You know, that's the point, is that you're never going to do enough for them.
Exactly. Exactly my point. And that's what the preachers don't understand. They think that by remaining neutral and trying to maintain politically correct messages, etc., that they are somehow going to be spared any of this. They're in denial. Excellent.
Well, it's also a cop-out. They go, we're trying to win souls. Yeah, we know the evil's taken over. I went to a big church this weekend with Dave Mustaine when he was in town. Pretty good sermon overall. I liked the preacher. But I saw the assistant preacher and stuff looking at us like scared, like, oh, my gosh, there's Alex Jones. Man, that guy's trouble. And I didn't do anything or say anything. I just went and checked out that church because my wife likes it. But my point is that I've friends and family that go to Baptist churches, they get letters going, don't even talk about politics at church dinners. I mean, this is the Soviet Union. And as you know, Thomas Jefferson didn't even say religion shouldn't be involved in things. It said government cannot be involved in religion. As the First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But they've taken separation of church and state and made a debate about does it exist or not when it never even meant that. It meant the government has no jurisdiction, but they trick people into 501c3. They stop being a church and become a charity.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. They're not a church. They are a government corporation. The pastor is not a pastor. He is a corporate officer. Same with the deacons and elders. They are viewed as corporate officers of the state. And I really believe, and this is kind of harsh for me to say, but I mean, I've been in the heart of this battle for so long, and I really believe what I'm about to tell you, Alex. I really believe that at the heart of the problem. Our pastors and churches today are state worshipers.
They are.
I really believe that. They do not worship the King of the universe, the King of kings and Lord of lords. They pretend that they do. They sing songs. They have praise services. You know, they have worship services. They talk about Jesus. They preach the gospel, etc. But every time when push comes to shove and you got to make a decision, government is going to be the one that you side
with. That's right. You who you serve is who you obey.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And who you give preference to and who you give loyalty to and who you give sovereignty to. And what's happened in our churches today is that they have fallen for this erroneous Romans 13 interpretation that Tim and I wrote about, and you sell the book on your show, and so many of your listeners and readers have purchased it. That Romans 13 misinterpretation has propagandized the church, indoctrinated the church to the point that they're no longer able to properly analyze government from a biblical point of view.
It was Hitler's most quoted passage in his radio addresses. Do what I say, Romans 13. Do what I say, Romans 13. We're going to talk about that, but first, the gun grabbing. You'll be with us into the next hour with Pastor Greg Dixon, who is not 501c3, and so they seized the biggest church in America. Stay with us.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
The people running things are not liberals. They're authoritarians calling themselves liberal. Here's stories up at InfoWars.com right now. Canadian woman arrested for Instagram photo of graffiti. Unbelievable. It's just a photo of somebody shot of graffiti. I can arrest Sylvester Stallone for his movies? You know, only individuals are getting us used to being disappeared. Confirmed. This is big breaking news. We already knew that they were keeping secret the drugs he was on, but now confirmed Holmes was on psychotropic drugs. Oh, really? Think so? Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They fought for that not to come out. Just like Adam Lanza. Get that out to everybody. University lockdown caused by zombie game, Nerf gun. Oh, yeah, orange, pink guns, police guns, bubble gums, police guns. Obama, I am constrained by the system our founders put in place, but he's not. He's running over it. That's just some of the news right now up at Infowars.com. Parents who took kids back from CPS demonizes anti-government. By the way, speaking of his book, it's available up at the website InfoWarsStore.com, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. And we're also carrying the film that I produced, Strategic Relocation, A Noble Lie Exposing False Black Terror, and After the Tribulation. And I want to ask Pastor Baldwin his view on that, because I just see the whole thing as a cop-out. You know, whether it's pre, mid, post, whatever. But I always hear, well, it's the end of the world anyway, so why fight evil? Why not go out and warn people then? I think God's going to say he didn't know you. But this is a short segment. We're going to have you with us into the next hour on Pastor Dixon, who was persecuted, the biggest Baptist church, the biggest church in the country, period, because he wouldn't be under government control, thought I was in America. But get into, Franklin Graham, your article. The Southern Baptist Convention coming out and saying, get rid of the Second Amendment. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's imperative that Christians and non-Christians alike understand that this is a very, very serious attempt to dismantle the Second Amendment. And unfortunately, we have many evangelical leaders such as Franklin Graham, Richard Land, and many others who have taken the position that the state is always right and that you never resist, you never question the state. And if the state says that you are to register your guns, then you're supposed to register your guns. If a universal background check, then so be it. As we know, the FEMA camps have been, the FEMA has been instructing pastors for many years in schooling them in when the president declares a national emergency, asking the pastors to instruct the congregations to surrender their firearms. This has been going on for years. You've been reporting on this for years. So have I.
And by the way, 4 years before it was declassified, we broke it with Pastor Butch Paul, yourself, and others here on Genesis, and we broke it nationally. But people couldn't believe hundreds of pages of training manual. They found out the pastor went and threatened him, kicked him out of the hospital where he did free ministry for people. And it gets worse. There's the red light. FEMA training to take guns and have pastors prepared for it. They're planning to come for the guns. This is like catching, you know, the Nazis, you know, infiltrating the White House or the Chi-Coms. I mean, this shows the authoritarian creeping nature that they're waiting for these shootings, which a lot of them they're staging.
Yeah, whether they're staged or not, the result is the same. They're using the opportunity to come after the people's guns. And this is where I think that the book that Tim and I have written is so important, Alex, instructing Christians that nowhere does the Bible teach that they are supposed to surrender their guns. And even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus said to Simon Peter, put up thy sword, they that live by the sword die by the sword. That has been misinterpreted so much by Christians through the years. It has nothing to do with surrendering your guns. In fact, Simon Peter kept his sword. He put it in his scabbard. Jesus protected him. The power of his voice knocked over the soldiers that came to arrest them. Simon Peter and the other disciple that was armed walked out of the Garden of Eden with their arm. By the way, it was against Roman law for them to carry a Roman sword.
Absolutely. They were slaves. They were captured. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.